感谢神啊，让小丽有这个机会啊，这次灵会再一次的跟我们弟兄姐妹一起来学习啊圣经的道理。
And I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be here at this spiritual convocation to learn the word of God with all brothers and sisters.
按照啊教会的安排，小丽在这一次的灵会要跟大家一起来学习约伯记。
And according to the arrangements of the church, I will study the book of Job with everyone.
那所以小丽现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考从风闻到眼见的旅程。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let us study the topic.Of the journey from hearing to seeing.
因为我们从约伯记呢，会看到一个很重要的主题。
Because we see a very important theme in the book of Job.
就是啊，为什么一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人，他会受苦
？And this is the question: Why a righteous man who worships the Lord will and avoids evil will suffer so greatly?
那这个苦是一个原本不应该啊遭受苦的人。所经历的
So this suffering is experienced by someone who should not be suffering.
再怎么样看，我们都看不到约伯受苦的原因。
And no matter how we study this, we cannot see the reason why Job suffered.
就是说，我们如果从纯粹从人的角度，从我们啊人间所有的环境啊来分析他这个人的生活跟他的家庭。
So if we see this from a human perspective and we try to analyze his background, his family.
他是一个不应该受苦的人。
Job is a person who should not be suffering.
但是最后，我们在圣经里面看到，他所遭受的苦，却是在人间没有人遭受过的。
And we can see from the Bible, the suffering he experienced was a suffering greater than anyone has experienced in the world.
这是一个非常极端的例子。
This is a very extreme example.
但是也就是因为这一本书里面所表示、所阐释的真理。那我们可以看见神的伟大。
But the truth revealed in this book shows us, the book of Job shows us the greatness of God.
我们才能够更认识这一位慈爱的天父。
And through this, we can get to know our merciful Father better.
我们看到神的作为不是人用理性逻辑可以去分析的。
And we can understand that God's works cannot be analyzed by human logic.
那最终我们会得到一个绝对的真理。
And at the end, there will be an absolute truth.
就是这位神是全能的神。
And this truth is that God is an almighty God.
他是做事有他自己的方式，有他的时间，有神自己的原则。
And when God does things, he has his own timing, he has his own way, and he has his own principle.
他是绝对的神。
He is an absolute God.
那所以这位神绝对不会做错事。
And this God will not do anything wrong.
那我们人要在神面前完全的臣服。
And as a human being, we have to completely,
我们要完全的顺服神呢。
We have to obey God completely before him.
所以最后我们从约伯记会得到一个最重要的重点。
And we will learn something from the book of Job.
也就是说，有些事情我们不会了解。
And what this truth that we gain from Job is, sometimes we will not understand something.
我们人不可能完全了解神做事的方法。
Because it is impossible for us to fully understand why God does certain things.
神要做什么事，他也不需要跟我们人说。
And whatever God does, he does not have to tell us.
但是我们人需要完全的顺服神的这个主权。
But we have to completely obey God.
不需要去跟神争一个理由。
And we should not argue a point with God.
那最后我们一定会得福气。
And at the end, we will surely be blessed.
所以一个义人他本来是应该得福的。
So a righteous person should originally receive blessing.
这是绝对的。
This is something that is absolute.
但是从这个福气本身来看。
But if we look at the perspective of the look at blessings,
神给的福气
God has given blessings.
跟我们人认为的福气也不太一样。
Oh, the blessings that God gives is different than what man thinks is a blessing.
但最终人一定会明白。
But at the end, humans will understand this.
他会看明，我原来神他是赐福气的神。
They will realize that God is a God of blessing.
那这个原本这个完全的人
And for this righteous person.
我们要看到他的成长。
We will see him grow.
所以我们从约伯记看到一个义人他的成长。
So from the book of Job, we see how a righteous man has grown.
他的成长就是他认识更认识这位神。
And how has he grown? This is he grows because he gets to know God more.
他更顺服神。
He becomes more accepting or obedient of God.
他真的完全照神的吩咐在做事。
And he does things according to God's command.
那神的福气就加倍的给他。
And then the Lord's blessings will be added onto him.
那最后会让众人来荣耀神。
And at the end, everyone will give glory to God.
那所以约伯记我们可以看到，这就是一个义人受苦蒙福的旅程。
So the book of Job is a journey of a righteous person being suffering.
就是一个人从风闻有神到亲眼见神的旅程。
And this is also a journey of someone who goes from hearing about God to seeing and experiencing God.
这是一个建立真正信心的旅程。
And this is a journey that establishes one's faith.
那这本书里面有很多很多的道理。
And within the book of Job, there are many, many teachings.
这告诉我们要怎么样来敬畏神。
And it teaches us how we should worship God.
它告诉我们要怎么样经营我们的家庭。
It tells us how to manage our family life.
要告诉我们怎么样来安慰那个在受苦当中的同龄。
It tells us how to comfort those who are suffering.
要让我们怎么样来真的在人跟人相处间有那个神所设定的伦理这个规矩。
And it teaches us how to interact with one another according to what God is pleased with.
那告诉我们要怎么样去聆听神的信息，神告诉我们的道理。
And it also teaches us how to listen to the word of God.
所以在约伯记里面，其实这是一本非常丰富的书。
And the book of Job is a book with a lot of teachings.
这是为什么这本书放在旧约圣经里面的智慧书里面的头一卷。
That is why it is placed as one of the first book, as the first book of wisdom within the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经，如果我们概括了分，可以分成四大类。
If we look at the Old Testament, it can be divided into four types of books.
旧约圣经有39卷书嘛。
There are 39 books in the Old Testament.
这当中可以分成四大部分。
And we can divide these 39 books into four categories.
第一部分就是摩西五经，讲律法。
The first are the books of Moses, which discuss the law.
第二部分就是从约书亚记开始到以斯帖记，这讲选民的历史。
And the second part goes from Joshua to Ezra and Esther, and this talks about the history of the chosen people.
第三部分就是从约伯记到雅歌。
And the third portion is from Job to the Song of Solomon.
那这个就是智慧书。
And these are the books of wisdom.
这在谈一个人要怎么样敬畏神。
And these books tell us how a person should worship God.
要怎么样赞美神。
How to praise God.
要怎么样在生活当中来见证神。
And how to testify of God in our daily lives.
要怎么样真的去看明这位神，要怎么样跟神同住。
And how we can walk with the Lord.
与神亲密。
And to be intimate with the Lord.
这个就是智慧书的部分。
And this is what the books of wisdom talk about.
最后第四部分就是先知的信息。
And then the fourth section are the words of the prophets.
是从以赛亚书一直到最后的马拉基书。
And this is from the book of Isaiah to the book of Malachi.
那所以旧约圣经里面，它在这个中间的部分就放进了约伯记。
So in the middle of the Old Testament, we have the book of Job.
那这本书让我们看到神他的奇妙作为。
And the book of Job shows the miraculous works of the Lord.
圣经里面它有很奇妙的安排。
And the Bible is arranged very wondrously.
它一开头，神是创造天地的神。
At the beginning, it talks about God creating the world.
神他把他的心意向人显明，所以才有律法。
And then the Lord reveals his will to the people. That's why there are the laws.
第二部分在讲历史的时候。
And then when it talks about history.
神他就是历史的掌权的人。
It shows us that God is in charge of history.
神是在人的国中掌权的。
And the Lord does reign within the kingdoms of men.
到第三部分的时候。
In the third section,
就是提到这个神的智慧。
It talks about God's wisdom.
神的智慧远超过人所能测度的。
God's wisdom is far beyond what humans can imagine.
神的这些智慧要让我们真的从心里面敬畏颂赞。
And God's wisdom will cause us to worship Him and praise Him from the bottom of our heart.
同时也会让我们生发一个信心。愿意跟神亲近
And it will also produce a faith that causes us to want to draw close to Him.
这位神不是离我们很远的不可亲近的神
And this God is not far from us and so distant that we can't see Him.
他实际最后是要让我们跟他很亲密 像父子像夫妻这么亲密的
And at the end, He wants us to be close as father and son or husband and wife.
这个就是一个神的作为
And this is the work of God.
那到第四部分的时候
And in the fourth section of the Bible,
那要提到神对他的选民的管教、警戒
It tells us of the warnings God has for His people.
所以要提出神是公义的
And this tells us that God is righteous.
神对他百姓的爱不是溺爱，不是宠爱
And the love He has towards His people is not something that spoils them.
他看到他所爱的人走错路的时候
And when he sees those who he loves going the wrong way,
神会用很多的方法提醒他们
The Lord will use many ways to remind them.
要兴起他的仆人 来警告他们
He uses his servants to warn them.
最终就是要挽回他们，让他们回转
And his goal is to cause them to return to him.
我们就看到这个神 他整个 的救恩的计划以及神他的伟大
And we see his plan of salvation and God's greatness.
这位创造的神，远在天上的神，又活生生的活在我们眼前。
And then this God who created the world, He appears before us and lives with us.
那我们这次要来谈谈约伯记。
So this time we will discuss the book of Job.
但是约伯记它有42章，很长。
The book of Job has 42 chapters. It is very long.
我们这次灵恩会其实我们只有三天，其实也两天半而已，很短了。
And for this spiritual convocation, we only have 2.5 days. It is quite short.
小丽被安排的时间只有9个小时。
And I only have 9 hours to speak.
在这个九个小时要把约伯记讲完是不可能的。
And it is impossible to finish the book of Job in 9 hours.
但是我们只能够从这当中看到一些主要轮廓，从当中学习一些主要道理。
So, within this time frame, we can learn some key points.
那就是说，我们这个灵会之后，我们再来读约伯记的时候，我们更明白，我们会从当中看到神要我们学习的道理。
So that after the spiritual convocation, when we read the book of Job on our own, we can see the teachings that God wants us to learn.
因为这本书需要在我们这个信仰的旅程当中不断的去看它。
Because we within our journey of faith, we have to read this over and over.
因为这一点就是所表明的道理，是我们在这个信仰旅程当中一定会。不断重复出现的一个遭遇
Because what happens in Job is something that will occur over and over in our journey of faith.
我们现在在神眼中，在主耶稣基督眼中啊，在神眼中，借着耶稣基督的恩典，我们都成为义人了。
And by the grace of God, in the eyes of the Lord Jesus, we have become righteous.
我们也都是一个敬畏神、要远离恶事的人。
And we are all people who fear God and want to shun evil.
但是有时候我们会碰到苦难。
But sometimes we will encounter trouble.
那这个苦难，我们又有时候又想不出原因，到底为什么
？And we cannot figure out why we are suffering.
但如果我们从约伯记里面去看到这个道理
，But if we read the book of Job,
我们心里面就很平静。
We will be, our hearts will be filled.
我们就很感谢神。
And we will be able to thank God.
我们会生出一个盼望。
We will have hope.
最终神就是要赐福气给我们的。
And we will have hope that at the end the Lord wants to bless us.
他是要帮助我们更认识他的。
The Lord wants us to get to know Him more.
神的这些作为其实要彰显出他的智慧。
And everything God does is to show His wisdom.
要让我们真的成长，他真的关心我们。
And He cares for us. He wants us to grow.
他像一个父亲在教育他的儿女一样。
And He is like a father who is teaching His child.
所以在这个信仰过程当中，我们会越来越喜乐。
So in our journey of faith, we will become more and more joyful.
我们对主耶稣基督的作为会越来越清楚。
And we will be clear, and we will gain clarity regarding the works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在看约伯记第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1 now.
第一章第一节。
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
这本书，他一开头就介绍这个约伯人，这个人是谁，他是怎么样一个背景的。
At the beginning of this book, they introduced the person Job and what kind of person he is.
在读圣经的人，有时候他们会说，这里面所发生的事情，好像是一个虚构的人物一样。
And sometimes,
有人这样说了。
Sometimes people will think that these characters in the Bible seem to be made up.
但其实这是一个真实的故事。
But this is a true story.
因为这是有他是哪一个地方的人。
Because it tells us where he is from.
他这里面所谈到的人物啊，都是很清楚的，他是哪个地方的，是哪一族的，是谁的儿子都讲。
So within the writings, it tells us.Who these characters are, what, from where they come from, and what tribe they're from.
那到底谁写的这本书？
And so who exactly wrote the book of Job?
我们真的不知道。
We really don't know.
但是约伯他这个人的遭遇，他所这里面那个写作的方式这么样的生动，这么深刻，一定是在这个当时候他是。就好像他在现场看到一样的。
But the book of Job is written in such detail, it seems like the person who wrote it witnessed an event.
因为这个就是一个人他的人生的遭遇。
Because this book records something that happened in a person's life.
但这个人是一个很敬虔、很敬畏神的人。
And this person is a person who fears God.
也是众人所认识的。
And also a person who everyone knows.
所以其实我们在读约伯记的时候，这个作者是谁已经不是重点了。
So when we read the book of Job, it is not so important to know who the author is.
圣经没有具体的说明。
And the Bible does not clearly state.
我们就不需要去一起去钻研它。
So there's no need for us to try to figure out who the author is.
但是一定是有一个人蒙神的启示感动，把这个故事。把它记录下来。
But whoever wrote this must have had the inspiration of God to record the event.
那这个故事，它是后来被圣经其他的作者所引用过的。
Susie, and this story of Job has been referenced by other authors in the Bible.
在旧约圣经，后来到在约伯记的时间以后的以西结先知，他曾经用过约伯的故事。
And For the prophet Ezekiel, who existed after Job, he referenced Job's story.
我们看以西结书十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 14.
这是旧约圣经里面他在引用的时候，我们就看到，这个就是这件事情实际上已经是发生了，众人所知道的，他才会用的。
So in the book of Ezekiel, we can see that he references Job, and the event is something that occurred and everyone knew about.
十四章的十四节。
So let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14.
以西结书十四章十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14.
我们那请读这是十四节。
Verse 14. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, says the Lord God.
好，你看这里是主神说的，是神亲自在讲说，这挪亚、但以理以及约伯这三个人，他们是有他们自己的义，是在神眼中真的是一个好人。
So here, the Lord God is the one who says that Noah, Daniel, and Job, they were righteous people.
他们的义只能够救自己。
But their righteousness could only save themselves.
那其实当然以西结书十四章在讲的就是啊，当时候社会败坏，选民当中他们真的是得罪神了。
And Ezekiel 14 is talking about a time where the chosen people were very corrupt and they were sinning against God.
他们的罪神要刑罚。
And the Lord was going to punish their sin.
但是如果当中有那个义人呢，他们只能够救自己，他们并没有办法去救别人。
And he's saying even if there were righteous people amongst them, they could only save themselves. They could not save other people.
那所以古时候我们说古典的三义人就是这三位了。
So when we talk about the three righteous people in the Old Testament, it refers to these three.
这是因为这是主神说的啊。
Because this is what the Lord God says.
在神眼中认定的义人呢。
And these are righteousness in the eyes of God.
所以挪亚、但以理、约伯三个人。
And these three people are Noah, Daniel, and Job.
这个这样的一个讲法，在二十节再重复一次。
And this thought is repeated again in verse 20.
哦，你看主神他在启示啊。
And here, the Lord God is saying,
他们的义是可以救自己。
That their righteousness can save only themselves.
所谓救自己，就是说他们在神眼中，因着他们的这个敬畏神的表现，可以存活下来的，在罪恶的世代里面，他们可以活下来。
In other words, because they are righteous in the eyes of God, they will survive this corrupt generation.
好，所以因为我们知道以西结先知的时代是大概公元前570年左右的，那时候要讲这个以西结书的时候。
And the book of Ezekiel was written about 570 BC.
哦，那所以约伯这个人的事迹已经在更早以前发生过的事。
So Job, what happened to Job, must have happened before 570 BC.
好，那我们再看雅各书第五章。
And let us also turn to James.
看新约圣经。他所引用的。
This is in the New Testament, and the New Testament references this as well.
雅各书第五章。
The book of James, chapter 5.
我们请看第十节。
Verse 10.
请读十节到十一节。
Verse 10 and 11. James chapter 5, verse 10. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Verse 11. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
你看这里，这个雅各他在提醒当时候的信徒，在这个患难当中要忍耐了。
So James is trying to encourage the believers at the time to be patient during suffering.
因为那时候在使徒那个时代，他们信主是要付出代价的。
Because those who believed the Lord in the apostolic times, they had to pay a price for believing in Christ.
他们代价就是他们是敬畏神，他们真的是在行道理的，但是却被周围的环境不信的人逼迫。
They feared God and walked in His commands, but they were persecuted by those around them.
那为了要鼓励他们的信心，雅各特别提出约伯的例子来勉励他们要忍耐。
And in order to encourage their faith,James mentions Job to encourage them.
他提出，如果在苦难当中，人能够忍耐的人是有福的。
And he's telling them that those who endure during suffering will be blessed.
那这个代表人物就是约伯。
And the person he uses as an example is Job.
他说：“你们都知道，你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主怎么样啊给他的结局。”
And he tells them, "You have heard the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord."
也就是说，约伯他所经历的，其实在当代的人，没有人能够像他这么苦啦。
And he's saying that Job had suffered so much that nobody can outsuffer him.
如果约伯的苦他都可以忍耐下来了
，If Job could persevere in his suffering,
那我们今天所受的苦又哪有什么借口说我们没办法忍耐呢
？Then we have no excuse to say we cannot be patient during our suffering.
那如果我们把我们现在的处境跟使徒时代再做个比较
，But today if we compare our situation with the apostolic times,
那我们就发现我们现在是很幸福了。
We will realize that we are very blessed.
其实我们哪一个人的受苦会跟以前使徒他们为了信仰的缘故被逼迫那个时候的处境呢？
Because how can our suffering compare to the suffering of the apostolic times?
那就更不用说跟约伯比较了。
And we can't even compare to Job then.
所以如果约伯他可以忍耐
，So if Job could be patient,
其实我们也可以的。
We can also endure suffering.
我们更可以忍耐。
There's more reason for us to endure suffering.
那这个当中，这个忍耐的结果是什么
？And what is the result of enduring suffering?
我们就会看出，哎，神是满心怜悯又有慈悲的。
We will see that God is merciful.
我们会看到神其实他就是为了要训练他所爱的人。
And we will see that God just wants to train those whom He loves.
用各种很好像很艰难的处境，要让他们成长。
And He uses hardship and difficulty to cause them to grow.
目标就是什么
？And what is the goal?
雅各书第一章说。
James chapter 1 says.
我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 to verse 4. Verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
你看这里说我们 如果落在百般的试炼中，要以为喜乐。
So it tells us here, count it all joy when we fall into various trials.
那是因为说，经过这个试炼以后，我们可以产生出一些神彰显神性情的特质来。
And this is because after suffering, we will gain some qualities of God, of Christ.
这个特质就是在神选民的特质不可少的就是忍耐啊。
And this quality is patience, and this patience is it's needed as a chosen person.
那这个忍耐的特质会最后让我们成为毫无缺陷。
And this having patience will make us more perfect.
会让我们成全，就是在神眼中真的把一些杂质都把它除去了。
It will make us complete before the Lord, and it is as though we're burning the dross.
这个是神主动的作为啊。
And this is something that God does.
有时候这个试炼是神特别加给他的。
Sometimes suffering is given by the Lord.
神有他的用意嘛。
Because God has his reasons to
do so. 但是人要配合啊。
But when he does this, human beings have to also do our part.
人如果不能够了解神的旨意，
If a human cannot understand God's will,
神就是要训练他。
That God wants to train him.
但是这个人如果不愿意被训练，
If this person does not want to be trained,
最后他就不能够彰显出神要完成的旨意。
Then he cannot fulfill the will of God.
那这个人本身就没办法成为见证。
And this person cannot testify for God.
所以其实神加患难哦，给一个人的时候，是圣经说是试炼啊，是有目的的。
So when God gives tests to this person, there is a purpose to that test.
神的目的不是要他受苦啊。
The Lord's purpose is not for him to suffer.
神的目的是要因为爱他。
His goal is to love the person.
因为神知道这个人的需要。
Because the Lord knows that they need this.
要借用这个方法。
And he wants to use this method.
把他的一些不好的这个杂质这些缺点把它除掉。
And he wants to use this method to get rid of some of the impure qualities of the person.
最后就是要他完全。
And his end goal is to make the person more perfect.
能够得到神更多的爱。
To receive more love from God.
真的能够进入神的荣耀里面。
So that they may enter the glory of God.
那我们人就会发现说，哦，原来神他的意念高过人的意念。
And then as human beings, we'll realize that God's will is higher than our own.
所以这个苦难本身就是有神的美意的。
So testing and suffering, this contains the beautiful will of God.
有时候我们不明白。
Sometimes we won't understand.
那我们就会误会了。
And we will misunderstand God.
那我们这个时候，其实我们就没有办法真的是完成神在我们身上的旨意。
And we will not be able to complete God's will in our life.
那吃亏的是谁呢？
And then who's at the short end of the stick?
吃亏的是我们自己。
That would be us.
就是神本来要给我们慈爱怜悯。
Because God wanted to give us love and mercy.
要施恩给我们的。
And he wants to bless us.
最后我们得不到。
But we won't be able to receive it.
但是神的慈爱，神的荣耀都没有受亏损的。
But God's mercy and his glory, that won't be affected.
神至高，他是荣耀的神。
Because God is God is a God on high.
我们人的缺点，我们人没办法完成神的旨意，神的荣耀不会被影响。
When we as humans are not able to fulfill His will, His glory is not affected.
因为我们人算不得什么。
Because we are nothing.
真的是因为神的爱，我们才有点价值呢。
It is only by the love of God that we have some value.
但是如果我们人不愿意接受神的这所给的这一切。
But if a person is not willing to accept what God gives,
对神来说，神一点也没有损失。
This does not affect God at all.
但是最大的损失是我们自己。
The person who suffers is ourselves.
那所以我们其实如果一个敬畏神的人呢？
So for a person who fears God,
我们就不敢对神在我们身上所存的旨意，我们会去评论，或者是说我不要，因为其实我们这样的想法做法是很愚昧的。
We dare not reject the will of God.
哦，因为我们等于是把神给我们的爱把它推走了。
Because it is the same as pushing away God's love.
那这个就是雅各书里面他所提出来的。
And this is what the book of James talks about.
他特别提到耶伯的忍耐。
It especially mentions Job's perseverance.
耶伯的故事大家都很熟悉。
And everyone knows Job's story.
所以耶伯记里面所提醒的提出的这个整个过程，这个是义人受苦的过程。
And the book of Job describes the process of suffering.
我们就看到，其实它可以让人学会真正的忍耐。
And through this process, we see that suffering can cause a person to learn to be patient.
让一个人真的认识神是满心怜悯又有慈悲。
And it will cause a person to realize that God is full of mercy and love.
这其实也是耶伯记到最后的结论呢。
And this is the conclusion of the book of Job.
他耶伯记其实它是一个很特别经过安排的一本书啊。
And Job is a book that is very structured.Very deliberately.
它真的是神给我们人的礼物。
And it is a gift from God.
那因为它是当中啊，它所阐明的道理，第一个，你看一开头它讲这个人物啊，它讲得很清楚啊。
And from the beginning, it talks about Job and it describes his character.
第一，我们在看这一卷书的时候，第一章、第二章，它是用散文式的在描述啊。像讲故事一样的。
And the first and second chapter is written in prose, and it describes the person.
哦，那所以我们就读起来很简单了，就是很清楚哦。
It is very easy to read.
但是到第三章以后，就是用诗歌体才写的了。
And starting from chapter 3, it becomes a form of poetry.
哦，所以第三章一直到第41章啊，都是用诗歌体才写的哦。
And from chapter 3 to chapter 41, it is all written in poetry.
到第41章, 到第42章以后呢?
But after chapter 42,
它又变成是像在写故事一样的。
Again, it becomes prose. It's like reading a story.
哦，所以前面两章跟最后一章，这个就是故事的开头跟故事的结局。
And the first two chapters and the last chapter, this is the beginning of the story and the end of the story.
当中用诗歌写。
And in the middle, it is all written in poetry and verse.
所以它其实是一本非常优美的文学作品呢。
And it is a very beautiful piece of literature.
在这里面呢，有很多很多很多很多的词汇用语啊，都是在其他书卷里面没有的，很特别的。
And within this book, there are lots of words and phrases that are not repeated in any other book.
就是他用词之丰富啊，真的是看出说这耶伯记的作者很有智慧。
And because the use of words is so, it is done so well in this book, we could see that the author is full of wisdom.
在描述一个人的受苦的时候的心情。
And it is able to describe how a person.Feels when they are suffering.
在描述这受苦人的时候，这个朋友当中的一些互动，他们当时候怎么样说要彼此安慰的。
It describes how the friends try to encourage him during this process.
所以他在描写我们人的心的时候，描写得很生动了哈。
And it is very good at describing a person's heart.
所以有时候我们即使看这个文字本身，我们就会觉得哇，这是一个非常美好的创作。
And when we just read the words, we feel that this is a very good piece of writing.
但其实我们今天在看《耶伯记》，已经跟外面不信神的人在读这本书不一样了。
But when we are reading the book of Job, the perspective is different from a person who doesn't believe in God.
这当中的这个诗歌题材，其实在表达一个重点。
And the songs in this book is trying to tell us something.
就是这当中有些道理，我们是要。应用在我们的日常生活当中的。
And some of the teachings in here are need to be used in our daily life.
有时候是一个人的心情，他在描写一个人的心情。
Sometimes it describes how a person feels.
那这一个部分呢，你看就跟诗篇里面所讲的一样了。
And these sections are similar to in the book of Psalms.
我们要有时候要去体会它，不能够用直接用字面去看它。
We have to try to.Feel the experience the feeling or the meaning of the writer.
因为有时候我们如果照文字看，我就觉得是怎么会这样子啊
？And if we just read it literally, we might be confused.
诗篇里面有很多道理啊，他在讲一个人的心情的时候，我们是真的要看说他这样写，其实是在有时候是比较夸张的讲法啊。
And just as in the book of Psalms, in the Psalms, a lot of the writing might be exaggerated because they're trying to explain a feeling.
比如说，我们在读诗篇，就会读到那个大卫，他说他很伤心的时候，晚上哭到那个床都浮起来了嘛，哈，眼泪把那个床他浮起来啊。
For example, in the book of Psalms, when David is describing how he has so many tears that his tears has lifted his bed.
那我们读到这里的时候，我们 一定不会觉得说哇，那真的吗？他真的哭那么要多少眼泪才要把床扶起来啊？
And when we read that,
他哭多久啊？
we can't just think about oh how many tears it would need would be needed to actually lift up.
那是在诗篇第六篇的了。
This is in Psalm chapter 6, and we can look at it ourselves.
其实在说明说他的真的很痛苦，很痛苦，真的流泪流到。不行了，这样子。
But it is only a literary device to describe his pain.
那所以这当中有很多我们可以自己想象的空间的。
And it leaves a lot of room to the imagination.
那就是耶伯记是一样的。
And the book of Job is the same way.
他在表达他当时候这个去他受苦的时候他那个感受。
The book of Job describes how Job is feeling this pain.
好，所以我们在看这卷书的时候，我们要先有这个。基本认识。
So when we are reading this book, we have to have a basic understanding of it.
那接下去呢，我们就会看到，哎，这当中这个义人他这个受苦一定有一个原因的哈，为什么突然会受苦
？And we also have to remember why this righteous person is suffering.
他在受苦的时候，别人是也会有感受。
And when he is suffering, other people will also have thoughts too.
那别人对他这个在受苦当中的人会有什么回应？
And what kind of reactions do his friends have toward his suffering?
那这个回应呢？这个回应就是人跟人之间的相处了。
And their reactions to them, this talks about a relationship between human beings.
你看，有时候我们是看到别人在受苦。
Sometimes we see other people suffering.
那我们就想要去帮助他，想要去安慰他。
And we want to help them. We want to comfort them.
那我们要怎么样去安慰人呢？
But how do we comfort them?
要怎么样让我们的安慰真的有效果？
How can our comfort be effective?
有时候我们不安慰还好，有时候我们越安慰别人越痛苦。
Sometimes it is better for us not to comfort them because our comfort will make the situation worse.
那这个耶伯记就告诉我们要怎么样去安慰人。
And the book of Job tells us how we should comfort others.
什么是叫真正有用的医生，而不是无用的医生呢？
And how we can be an effective doctor instead of a useless physician.
耶伯记里面提到他的三个朋友。
The book of Job describes his three friends.
他的三个朋友真的是无用的医生。
And these three friends are useless physicians.
他们越安慰约伯越痛苦。
The more they try to comfort, the more pain he is in.
本来约伯还没有那么痛苦的。
Before he wasn't even that pained.
他所遭遇的事情真的没他们的朋友都没有经历过。
Because what he experienced was not experienced by any of the other friends.
可是他这个朋友也出于一片好心呢。
But his friends said these things out of a kind heart.
结果他们越讲约伯越难过。
But the more they spoke, the worst he felt.
到最后约伯是说。你们如果帮助我爱我的话你们就听我讲就好不要讲了。
And at the end, Job told them, if you want to help me, don't say anything, just listen to me.
但是他的三个朋友没有去体会约伯当时的心情。
But these three friends, they didn't try to understand his feelings.
心里面好像我话没有讲不行啊。
It seems as though they couldn't stop talking.
他们其实连这个最基本的忍耐都没有了。
Actually, they didn't even have the basic patience to keep
their words bottled. 但是就是要约伯，要好心要去约，要帮助他。
And they tried to help Job.
有时候我们真的是像这样子。
And sometimes we are like this too.
我们跟人相处的时候，就会像约伯的三个朋友。
When we deal with other people, we are like Job's other friends.
啊，结果把整个事情越搞越糟。
And we make the situation worse.
那我们就，所以我们要学习怎么样去安慰人。
So we have to learn how to comfort others.
但是同时，有时候我们也变成受苦的当事人呢。
But sometimes we are the person who is suffering.
那我们是如果是当事人，我们在受苦的时候。
When we are the person who is suffering.
我们会需要别人怎么样来安慰我们
？How can we allow others to comfort us?
我们要怎么样去走过这一段这个人生的黑暗期
？And how do we walk through this dark path?
这个约伯记里面就告诉我们这个秘诀。
And the book of Job tells us the secret.
他把一些他的当时的心情把它表达得很清楚。
He clearly communicates some of the feelings he has at the time.
我们去看的时候。
And when we read these words.
我们真的就会觉得说啊他就替我讲话。
We will feel that he is speaking on our behalf.
那所以这个约伯记他中间的这一段从第三章一直到第41章。
And if we look at from chapter 3 to 41, this middle part.
这里面有七段对话。
There are seven dialogues.
这七段对话很重要。
And these seven dialogues are very important.
从第三章开始。
Starting from chapter 3.
到第14章。
To chapter 14.
这是 约伯跟他三个朋友的第一次的对话。
This is the first dialogue between Job and his three friends.
所谓对话就是说，你说，然后我就回应了哈。
When I say dialogue, it means one person speaks and the other responds.
所以你看，这当中就是这第一段对话，三个朋友轮番的向约伯想要去解明为什么他要受苦的原因。
And in this first dialogue, the three friends try to explain to Job why he is suffering.
所以就是你来我往第一回合。
And this is the first conversation.
那这当中呢，约伯他很仔细的在听他朋友所讲的话。
And during this time, Job is listening very carefully to what his friends are saying.
那另外两个朋友也都在听他们当中的对话。
And one friend is talking to Job, and the other two friends are listening carefully.
所以第一个人讲完，等到约伯回应之后，第二个人就跳进来讲了。
So the first person finished speaking. After Job responded, the second person jumped in.
那他讲的时候，他们都知道前面已经讲过什么了。
And when the second person is speaking, they all know what the first person already spoke.
但是我们会发现说，哎，这个有时候我们人在听别人在讲话的时候，都没有听到重点呢。
But we'll realize that.Just like us, when people are speaking, we might not get the main idea.
我们发现我们人真的是很顽固。
And we'll feel that we're very stubborn people.
我们人都是用我们自己的想法去看事情的。
Because we always see things from our own perspective.
结果一个人讲完，第二个人在讲的时候，哎，这个约伯他这个是我们有话说，这个火上加油啊，这个那个火就越来越旺，他是越来越气。
And there is the phrase that says you're adding oil to the fire, which is to be making things worse. So when the second person is speaking, Job got even more angry.
所以我们会看到这个在第一段的对话里面，约伯的火气越来越大。
And during the second dialogue, we'll see that Job's anger is rising.
好，那第一回合就结束了，每个人都讲过了吗？
And so the first dialogue complete.
从第十五章开始。
From chapter 15.
十五章一直到第二十一章。
From chapter 15 to chapter 21.
这当中就是第二回合的。
This is the second dialogue, second round of dialogue.
那这当中，这第二回合比较短。
The second conversation is shorter.
因为后来，因为前面已经讲过很多，朋友都讲过了，前面已经讲很多话，不用再讲了嘛。
Because in the first conversation, his friends had already said a lot.
他们都是从约伯所讲的话里面再去想要跟他点出他的问题的。
So now they're using Job's answers to point out what's wrong with them.
所以就这样子是这样子，那个话就越讲越难听了。
So the conversation becomes uglier.
那因为他们的朋友都没有想到说，有时候约伯所有的反应是因为他们讲话引起的，他们都没有自己去反省
And the friends didn't even realize that what Job is saying is a reaction to what they have said.
所以第二段的对话从十五到二十一章。
So the second conversation is from chapter 15 to chapter 21.
也是一样，每个朋友都讲过一次。
So every friend speaks.
然后约伯就回应。
And then Job responds to them.
好，到第二段的时候。
And in the second section.
其实有一句在这个第二段的对话里面有一个很重要的重点。
And there's a very important point in the second conversation.
那这个就是在约伯记的中间这一段里面一个很重要的高潮。
And this is a highlight of this section.
那个高潮就是我们现在看第十九章。
Let's look at chapter 19.
因为约伯被他们朋友讲到最后他有一个期待而已。
And because after Job hears his friends speak, he has one expectation.
我们看第十九章的第二十五节。
Let's look at Job chapter 19, verse 25.
请读二十五节到第二十七节。
Job chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. 25, for I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, how my heart yearns within me.
那这一段就提出了当时候约伯他最终的盼望，看到以后的救赎。
And this passage talks about Job and how he longs for his redemption.
这也是旧约圣经里面一个很重要的，在末日要复活蒙神救赎的复活观念。
And this is a very important concept of resurrection in the Old Testament.
因为约伯被他朋友讲到最后，他觉得啊，我实在死掉算了，我不要再活了。
Because after Job hears his friend speak, he just wants to die. He doesn't want to live anymore.
但是他没有失去盼望。
But he has not lost hope.
他知道我死了之后，以后还活起来。
He knows that when he dies, he will be resurrected.
我要再站在神面前。
That he will stand before God.
那时候他就知道一切了。
And then he will know everything.
好，那这个就是在一个十九章里面所凸显出了一个很重要的救赎的道理。
And this is a very important teaching of redemption in chapter 19.
是在一个人最难过的时候，神给他一个启示。
And this is also a revelation when a person is in the depth of their suffering.
我们就看到说，其实神哦，在这个对话当中，神都在看呢。
And we will also know that during this dialogue, this conversation, the Lord is watching.
神其实在帮助约伯度过这个跟他朋友哦，在。从朋友来的伤害，他怎么样走过来的
？And then the Lord is helping Job, endure the pain from his friend's speech.
好，第二回合结束。
So after the second conversation ends,
从二十二章开始
，from chapter 22
到第三十一章
to 31,
这就是第三回合。
This is the third conversation.
这第三回合里面
，in this third conversation,
朋友他们讲话越来越少了。
The friends speak less and less.
因为没有话好讲了。
Because there's nothing left to say.
他们能够讲的、能够想到的都讲过了。
They have spoken everything they can think of.
到最后呢，他们就是直接跟约伯说：“你就是一个罪人了。”
And at the end, they just tell him, "You are a sinner."
没有原因了，现在只能够，反正你就是错了。
There's no reason. You're just wrong.
好，约伯、哦、听到朋友这个指控的时候
，And when Job hears this accusation,
现在约伯他话越讲越多了。
Now Job speaks more and more.
所以我们就看到第三回合。朋友讲的话很少，只有两章而已。
So we'll see in this third conversation, the friends don't say too much, only two chapters.
到第三个朋友就已经没有话讲了，所以第三回合就第三个朋友就没有讲话了。
And in the third conversation, the third person doesn't even speak. He has nothing else to speak.
最后都是约伯在讲。
At the end, it is all Job who is speaking.
就开始讲他到底是怎么样一个人呢
？And Job starts speaking and saying, describing what kind of person he is.
他之前是怎么样的
？And what kind of person he was before.
他现在是怎么样的
？What kind of person he is now.
他以后要怎么办
？And what is he going to do in the future?
所以他在讲他自己本身的好。
He's saying what's good about himself.
他现在的苦。
His bitterness.
他将来所要行的善。
And the good he's going to do in the future.
这些都讲完之后
，And after this,
朋友没话讲了。
His friends have nothing to say.
这三个朋友的对话就结束了。
And the three friends, their dialogue.
大家都不讲话了。
Nobody says anything.
从三十二章开始到三十七章。
From chapter 32 to 37.
这就是另外一段的重要对话，就是以利户他所讲的。
This is a very important conversation from Elihu.
这是一个年轻人。
Elihu is a young person.
看起来他还是当时候在场见证这他们当中的对话的人。
And it seems like he is a witness of their conversation.
他这一段其实是他讲话而已。约伯跟他三个朋友都没有讲话，大家都在听。
And this section, in this section, he speaks, and Job and the three friends they only listen.
他们在听，但是这个以利户所讲的话，就针对约伯的困惑，把他解答。
And Elihu, he explains the suffering of Job.
就是说。约伯有很多疑问呢、啊。
Or Job has a lot of questions.
那以利户他是一个在旁边听这个整个过程的人，他就告诉他们。
And Elihu, as an observer of the whole process, he tells them.
好，那从第三十八章以后。
From chapter 37 and on.
最后这一段四十一章。
Until chapter 41.
那这个就是神跟约伯讲话。
This is when God speaks to Job.
那其实约伯神跟约伯这一段对话。
And we see this conversation between Job and God.
我们就发现说，其实神都没有跟约伯讲什么原因。
We can see that God never tells Job any reason.
只是问了很多问题。
He just asks him a lot of questions.
问题问完之后
，And after he asked the questions,
约伯他心就平静了。
Job's heart is calmed down.
他就发现他自己的问题了。
And he realized his own problem.
最后他就甘心的服在神面前。
And he bows down before the Lord.
然后他就对他自己以前所说的话很后悔。
And he feels very guilty of the words he had just spoken.
最后我们就看到第四十二章， 最后的描述。
And then we will see in chapter 42 the description of what happens.
最后真的亲眼看到神一样。
At the end, it seems as though he has truly seen God.
最后就是神给他加倍的祝福。
And the Lord, will, at the end, Lord give, the Lord gives him additional blessings.
约伯说他日子满足就死了。
And it says that Job fulfilled his days and passed away.
就是最后是一个很美好的结局的。
In other words, he has a So he died full and old and full of days, which is a beautiful conclusion.
看到他第四代的后代。
And he saw his children to the fourth generation.
平平安的归到列祖那边去了。
And he died full of days.
所以这个整个过程。
And throughout this process,
我们就看到他的成长。
We see his growth.
看到神怎么给他祝福。
We see how God blessed him.
这其实就是我们今天。我们的人生的写照，我们信仰旅程的写照。
And this is the description of our journey of faith today.
这当中我们要来学习。
And we have to learn these from in the process.
所以我们下午的时候再继续。
So in the afternoon we will continue.
继续走上这段旅程。
We will continue walking on this journey.
来思考我们现在这段时间应该要怎么做。
And let us think about what we need to do during this journey.
看到神的旨意。
So we can see God's will.
所以。愿主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
这个灵会期间呢，我们可以好好来思考这个问题。
So that during the spiritual convocation, we can think about this question.
神要赐福给我们的。
Because the Lord will surely bless us.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
来结束今天早上的聚会。
To conclude this morning's service.
祈求圣灵继续带领我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to continue guide us in the afternoon.
以及我们接下来的这。年会期间所有的这个敬拜以及我们的颂赞
and ask him to guide the worship and praise during the spiritual
moment. 我们同心祷告
Let us pray in one accord.